Welcome back to tonight's edition of Locked On Broncos. Tonight's show is brought to you by MyBookie.ag, the best premier sports book out there for fantasy sports online, in your pocket, wherever you go. And you can sign up by using Locked On as the promo code for up to a 100% deposit bonus. Now, on today's show, Locked On Broncos, we're going to talk about the New England Patriots matchup a little bit more in depth. But obviously, we're going to go through the daily rundown of what's going on in Broncos country and Dove Valley and things like that, including Shane Ray kind of giving his thoughts on how the Denver Broncos have been doing, and he's kind of sharing the same frustration that some of us fans are sharing, obviously, back home and on the social media spectrum all across the wire. Shane Ray says we're just as mad as everybody else. We'll talk about that, his reaction on that as well. Also, the game plan against the New England Patriots, what the Denver Broncos attempt to do against Tom Brady and company when they come into town, as well as some key participants for the Denver Broncos, some key players missed practice today due to some lingering injury issues. We're going to tell you which two players that was that sat out, obviously, on a Thursday practice right before a Sunday game for the Denver Broncos. Some two key players as well. Going to cover that and much more. Also, a kind of little bit of look ahead on how the week has went for the Denver Broncos, especially at the right tackle spot. Who's going to play right tackle this weekend against the New England Patriots? Is it Allen Barber? Is it Donald Stevenson? Heck, I don't know. Is the guy next door? It could be. But I'm not sure. We'll talk about that on tonight's edition of Locked On Broncos.
Omaha! Von Miller again!
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Broncos country, welcome back to another episode of Locked On Broncos, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network. Tonight's show is brought to you and sponsored by MyBookie.ag, the best premier sports book out there. It's like having Las Vegas in your pocket. We're going to tell you a little bit more about MyBookie.ag here in a few moments. But first, let's kind of do our little daily rundown. What's going on with the Denver Broncos here on this splendid Thursday evening in Colorado? It's getting colder. That means the snow's going to start coming. We may see some snow games. Heck, we may even see a snow game on Sunday night. This kind of game has the feel for what we witnessed with the Denver Broncos in 2015 against the New England Patriots at home against Tom Brady, Brock Osweiler as the quarterback. It's getting colder, so that means the snow may be falling. And guess what? I think we might be able to relive that. I'm kind of hoping that Tom Brady versus Brock Osweiler once again against the Denver Broncos. And even when Tom Brady was playing Brock Osweiler in the Texans, the Texans were actually doing pretty well against the Patriots and just couldn't pull it away in the divisional round of the playoffs last year. So that's pretty amazing. So hopefully we see some Brock Osweiler magic, some Mile High magic. I know the Denver Broncos are in a little bit of a desperate need for some momentum, for some energy, as well as just some motivation to get things going on and off the field. But let's talk about that right now. Obviously, Broncos country, if you've been paying attention all week, we did our Twitter Tuesday, and the frustration across Broncos country was pretty relevant. And a lot of people were really voicing their frustrations regarding the coaches, regarding just the coaching philosophy, the offensive execution, the defense's bad game. Now, most NFL pundits all across sports radio are saying the Denver Broncos are done. The Denver Broncos defense will be elite no more. That's it. We've seen the last of the great Denver Broncos defense that we've been accustomed to seeing over the last several years. And I think that's just a bunch of malarkey, and I'm going to tell you why. I think the Denver Broncos defense had one bad game so far this year. They had a pretty bad game. And when you look at the Denver Broncos this season, think about how many times defensively they've helped keep the offense in games to give them a chance to win. Now, in 2015, you had a lot of magic going on with Peyton Manning, Brock Osweiler, but mainly because of this Denver Broncos defense, and they brought the heat on opposing quarterbacks. They intercepted the ball, they created turnovers, and just right now, the Denver Broncos are struggling to kind of generate and create turnovers against the opposing opposing team's offense, and that right there has kind of hurt the Denver Broncos this year in terms of obviously execution and scheme-wise. Teams are starting to game plan to get the ball out of their quarterback's hands a lot quicker, and that just makes it a lot harder for the Denver Broncos defense to have some success without them having to play too aggressive. Now, the problem with playing a little bit too aggressive in those situations is you potentially give up a deep pass, or you get so aggressive, one guy misses his gap responsibility in the run, and he ends up breaking it for a big play or even a touchdown. And the Denver Broncos seem to do that against the Philadelphia Eagles. Hats off to them. Like we said, I got a lot of respect for Philadelphia. Now, you have a very tough opponent coming to town with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. You know, they just signed Martellus Bennett today off the waiver wire. They claimed him after he was cut by the Green Bay Packers. So now Martellus Bennett comes back to the New England Patriots with Tom Brady. And I'm sure it's kind of a godsend a little bit. You lose Aaron Rodgers for the season. You get a play with Brett Hundley for a little bit, and things just don't work out. You get cut for not disclosing some kind of whatever it may be, not disclosing some information to the team that cut you. And now you get to reunite with Tom Brady opposite of Rob Gronkowski once again. So now the Denver Broncos have to have their hands full now, obviously, in the game plan, kind of throwing a little bit of a mix in. I'm not sure if he plays. I wouldn't be surprised, though, because Martellus Bennett does know the system for the New England Patriots alongside Tom Brady. He's been pretty good at that. So let's do our quick rundown today. Shane Ray pretty much expressed his equal frustration that he said, we are all just as pissed as the fan base and everybody else. We just got to come out there. We got to play Broncos football. We haven't been doing that. Also, the Denver Broncos want to get back to a run-first plan against the New England Patriots, and Tom Brady kind of ease up the pressure on the defense as well as not have to force Brock Osweiler to throw for over 30 pass attempts in a single game. When you have that happen, that's not really an ideal formula for success when we go back and we look at the scheme of things, because the Denver Broncos haven't been doing that for the last couple weeks. Also, the two star players that sat out of practice today for the Denver Broncos, Derek Wolfe still kind of has a stiff, banged up neck. He sat out of practice today. He should be fine to go on Sunday. And CJ Anderson wasn't feeling well, so Vance Joseph sent him home for the day sick as well. So before we dive into our real pregame matchup, kind of whole coverage of the Broncos Patriots, I want to talk to you guys about Matt Williamson's Locked On NFL. Matt Williamson covers the NFL on a variety of topics, news, matchups, whatever you hear going on with the NFL, Matt Williamson has you covered Monday through Friday daily over at Locked On NFL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. He's got a lot of great work over there, Locked On NFL. Be sure to go over there on iTunes and click subscribe. Locked On NFL brought to you by Matt Williamson. He does a very great job. I enjoy listening to him on my way to work, as I hope you guys enjoy listening to me as you go on your way to work, Locked On Broncos Podcast. Also, if you're a Denver sports fan like me and you want to listen to some more coverage outside of Locked On Broncos, go listen to Adam Morris over at Locked On Nuggets. He brings you the latest news and nuggets, pun intended, regarding the Denver Nuggets, Mike Malone, Nikola Jokic, who just dropped 41 points the other day. They're getting ready to play here tonight, but the Denver Broncos and the Denver Nuggets could sure use some magic, some support. If you listen to Locked On Broncos, please head on over there and subscribe on iTunes to Locked On Nuggets over there, hosted by Adam Morris. He does a great job with the show. Like I said, I enjoy listening to that show on my way to work as well. So at the beginning of the show, I kind of opened up and said that tonight's episode is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Now let me tell you a little bit about MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag is one of the best premier sports betting books out there. Now, I'm a big fantasy sports guy. I used to play FanDuel. I used to play DraftKings. And to be honest with you, it was fun for a while. But the thing that wasn't fun was that I would have to wait 2 weeks in order to get a payment. If I won a game, I wasn't always guaranteed to win, right? And in life, nothing's ever guaranteed. MyBookie.ag, you're not guaranteed to win anything. But if you play it smart and you do win, you do your homework, what happens is MyBookie.ag sends you your payout within 48 hours of your winnings. You don't have to go hunt the guy down, the guy who's going to avoid going to the sports bar that you bet him at, saying that, oh, the Denver Broncos were going to beat the Philadelphia Eagles and it didn't happen. Well, now you can't hide. MyBookie.ag pays you within 48 hours of your winnings. It's a very good thing, and you yourself right here can benefit the riches of what mybookie.ag has to offer by going to mybookie.ag. And when you sign up today, okay, if you put $50 down towards it and you use promo code LockedOnBroncos, mybookie.ag will match you with $50 of their own to maximize and double your winnings over there at mybookie.ag. And all you got to do is use promo code LockedOn. Tell them that Locked On Broncos sent you. Enter promo code LockedOn and start winning big today over at mybookie.ag. So obviously the Denver Broncos have a very tough matchup coming to town with Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski and company, and what they plan to accomplish against the Denver Broncos is to kind of beat them while they're down. Now, the Denver Broncos have struggled, and we've talked about it for the last 4 weeks. It's been kind of hard. It's been difficult when you're not winning games, but overall I think this is the perfect game for the Denver Broncos to kind of rise up to the occasion and potentially shock the world. Right now sitting at a 3-5 record against the Patriots, who are 6-2 on the year. Why not? Why not on Sunday Night Football come into this game with a good game plan, have belief, have faith in everything, have a mindset like you have nothing to lose, which at this point, I don't think that the Denver Broncos really have anything to lose at this point at 3-5. The experiment that the Denver Broncos are undergoing right now with the quarterback situation, tackle situation, is kind of a mess, so why not? Why not go out there and just kind of give it what you have against a very good team in the New England Patriots? Obviously, the defending Super Bowl champions, you have to have a lot of respect for that. So let's take a look at the New England Patriots depth chart and what we can expect from Tom Brady and company. Obviously, at quarterback, you have Tom Brady, and his backup quarterback is Brian Hoyer, which I never thought would ever happen, especially after they traded Jimmy Garoppolo. That was a surprise last week before the trade deadline. Not sure why they did that, but they have Brian Hoyer as Tom Brady's backup. If Von Miller happens to get to him and hits him hard enough, he knocks the air out of him, we might see some Brian Hoyer. But Tom Brady is a warrior. He's very good. He's very He's a resilient warrior. Like I said, you know, I think when you look at Tom Brady, you look at like fine wine, and I hate to use that analogy, but he gets better as he gets older, and we haven't seen Tom Brady drop off. I remember after week one against the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday Night Football, the world was kind of writing Tom Brady off and the Patriots off. Well, I don't think you can do that because they're sitting at 6-2 and they always win the game, even in close games. They have a very good ability to win games, pull it out late by some miracle, and anytime you have a guy like Tom Brady and some weapons to throw to, you always have a great chance, even if you're down by a couple of scores, which right now the Denver Broncos don't really have faith in anybody to execute that. So obviously Tom Brady at quarterback. Now in the backfield, they're going to kind of rotate and use some guys here. You're going to see a combination of Deion Lewis and James White, as well as Rex Burkhead in certain situations, and maybe even James Devlin, Brandon Bolden as well, and some fullback type of stuff. You might see more Rex Burkhead and Devlin at a fullback type position, but don't count out Brandon Bolden. Now, Brandon Bolden in 2015 caught a wheel route touchdown on Danny Trevathan against the Denver Broncos on Sunday Night Football, where the Denver Broncos found themselves down 14 points after his catch and score. So Tom Brady really utilizes everybody. He has a lot of guys to kind of pick and choose from, but we're going to see a majority of Deion Lewis and James White, some Rex Burkhead, and obviously Mike Gillislee every once in a while. At the wide receiver positions, we're going to see a lot of, you know, Brandon Cooks, Chris Hogan, Danny Amendola, Matthew Slater, and Philip Dorsett. Tom Brady has some weapons to throw to. Now, Philip Dorsett coming in there from Indianapolis this year, he's a big key for them. Brandon Cooks coming over from New Orleans, he's a big key for Tom Brady, as well as speedy threat that we saw explode last year in the playoffs with Chris Hogan and Danny Amendola. Danny Amendola's kind of battling a little bit of a knee injury, but he should be good to go for the game against the Denver Broncos. Now you look at the tight end position for the New England Patriots, and it just seems like Tom Brady has more weapons to throw to. They have a lot of depth this year at the major pivotal positions, including weapons, especially after losing Julian Edelman to a torn ACL in the preseason. You have Rob Gronkowski and the man making his return, Martellus Bennett, to a two tight end set. We could see a lot of that. And don't forget, former Indianapolis Colts tight end Dwayne Allen is also backing up Rob Gronkowski and Martellus Bennett. So they have a lot of weapons, and I can see Bill Belichick utilizing some two tight tight end sets, because a lot of teams that have been beating the Denver Broncos this year have started to utilize their tight ends, especially in one-on-one coverage with a linebacker or, you know, Todd Davis Sr., Brandon Marshall, or a safety like Darian Stewart or Will Parks. They've been matching him up on there, trying to draw that matchup, and Denver hasn't had a lot of success in that area. So those are some areas of concern we want to watch. Now, the key point that we're going to be able to see is obviously the tackle, the offensive line positions, okay? At the right tackle, you have Marcus Cannon starting, and opposite to him at left, you have Nate Solder, starting there at left tackle. At your left and right guard spot, you have Joe Thuney and Shaq Mason, and at David Andrews at center. Now, Von Miller, this is going to be a game where Von Miller is going to have to get to Tom Brady, or Shaq Barrett's going to have to get to Tom Brady. Ideally, if I had to pick and choose, I would start Shaquille Barrett over Shane Ray in a heartbeat, and that is mainly because Shane Ray's just not ready. Shane Ray still kind of is going through the mental process of what it's like to be back playing after having a hand surgery or hand reconstruction completely, have to have the screws and the pins put in there. He kind of had the Frankenstein operation on his hand, and you could just tell he's not fully ready to kind of be out there and bringing it. We see him, you know, trying to make one-arm tackles, and that's just the confidence thing. So with more time, he's going to get it going, but obviously Bill Belichick has a lot of praise for the Denver Broncos, especially the running backs, especially all three of them. He had a lot of good things to say. So let's take a look real quick at the defensive side of the ball for the New England Patriots. Obviously, they lost for the year Dante Hightower at outside linebacker. Now, that's going to be a tough thing. But the secondary for the New England Patriots has some pretty good players. Obviously, Devin McCourty and Patrick Chung at the safety position. I think that is going to be a huge thing. They play very well football, and they're hard hitters. And obviously, you have Malcolm Butler, the cover two corner, sitting there, obviously, at the cornerback spot. Probably going to draw the matchup assignment on Emmanuel Sanders. And then you have Stephon Gilmore, who's probably going to line up on Demaryius Thomas. He's kind of struggled this year after coming in from Buffalo. We've seen him get burnt multiple times, and they have Elandon Roberts over there at linebacker, as well as David Harris and Kyle Vannoy. And then at right D, and you have Trey Flowers, Malcolm Brown, and Dietrich Wise at defensive tackle, and Lawrence Gray, obviously, at the left defensive end spot. So those are guys we need to kind of look at in terms of what we're going to decide how we can game plan against the New England Patriots defense. They got some pretty talented guys there, some rotation guys, Alan Branch, Cassius Marsh, some very talented players at the DN and D tackle spots, as well as Daron Hammond at safety. He's a guy who's been playing some pretty good football. Eric Rowe, obviously, could see, you know, some more time at corner. Maybe if they go more of a nickel package against the Denver Broncos, obviously you have, I think you should activate Jordan Taylor. You have Cody Latimer, Jordan Taylor, I think, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders. Those are the only guys you need to really have out there on the offensive side of the ball for Brock Osweiler to try to get involved with his weapons. And obviously, the Denver Broncos have Devontae Booker, CJ Anderson, and Jamal Charles as running back. I want to see more Jamal Charles and more Devontae Booker. CJ Anderson's gotten the start all year, but there have been times where CJ Anderson, ever since the bye week ended, has started off slow and has never really gotten anywhere. We've seen Jamal Charles explode quite a bit, and Devontae Booker, as he's gotten healthier, has played a lot better. So those are some kind of things that I want to kind of look at for the Denver Broncos in this matchup. And obviously, special teams wise, don't punt it to Deion Lewis. Don't kick it to Deion Lewis, okay? Try to squib it or something. Have your coverage team get down there. I obviously thought Brock Olivo and the special teams coverage unit did a lot better for the Denver Broncos on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles in terms of tackling and getting to the football, staying in their lanes. When you go back and watch the film, their kickoff coverage, Riley Dixon had a pretty good day punting, and obviously the kickoff and the punt coverage was absolutely stellar. So those are things that we need to look at for the Denver Broncos. Obviously, going into this very tough matchup on Sunday night, NBC, primetime game as well. It's going to be either I'm going to be happy I stayed up, or I'm going to be, you know, disappointed that I stayed up, depending on how they play. If they lose, I'm going to be like, man, I'm going to be tired on Monday. It's going to be a drag. But if they win, it's worth it, because the Denver Broncos, you know, we all cheer for them. Times are tough right now, okay? We're kind of at a point where we're kind of realizing that maybe our team's not as good as we want them to be this year, but you never know. There's still some time left in the season. They could win out for 8 games, go 11-5, but right now playoffs are looking very bleak and very dim for the Denver Broncos. So, obviously, be sure to follow me on Twitter, @CodyRourkeNFL, @LockedOnBroncos. Send us your thoughts. every day. We enjoy interacting with you guys. Like I said earlier, go check out Matt Williamson's Locked On NFL and Adam Morris over there at Locked On Nuggets for your daily Nuggets coverage, daily NFL coverage on Locked On Podcast Network, as well as our partnership with FanRag Sports, LockedOnBroncos.com. Be sure to go check that stuff out over there, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And without further ado, obviously, we've had a great week here at Locked On Broncos. Tomorrow, we're going to have Sarah Bettinger, writer, editor, contributor over there at Predominantly Orange, and a key player now over there at Pro Football Focus. Sarah Bettinger joins me here for Fan Friday, Locked On Broncos. You get the whole interview, the whole scoop. He gives me his analysis on the New England Patriots, what's going wrong with the Denver Broncos, as well as he dives into his fandom and why he's a Denver Broncos fan. All here, Locked On Broncos. You don't want to miss it. iTunes, wherever you're at, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and tell us why you love the show. Leave your Twitter handle in the thoughts, and then you will be entered to win a free Pro Football Focus Edge subscription powered by Pro Football Focus and the Locked On Podcast Network. So once again, I want to thank MyBookie.ag for, you know, being a sponsor of the show tonight. The show is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Every Thursday, we get the good stuff over here, Locked On Fantasy Sports as well. Be sure to check that out on iTunes. Thank you very much for tuning in to Locked On Broncos. Once again, this is your host, Cody Rourke, saying good night and go Broncos.